Good morning. High pressure moving in late yesterday broke up a lot of the clouds, and the wind persisted through the afternoon. However, overnight that wind died out, and with high pressure overhead, we have a beautiful, clear, and cool start to this day, the first day of April. Many places are in the 20s and lower 30s to start, but with that brilliant and strong early April sunshine, we'll push through the 30s and 40s, and most places will top out within a couple degrees on either side of the 50-degree mark by late afternoon. For tonight, a front will shear off to our north and west and bring a bunch of clouds our way. There may be a passing shower, especially across parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, and maybe a few pings of sleet across the highest terrain, as temperatures drop back into the lower and middle 30s. For tomorrow, behind this front, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a southwest wind, and this will help our temperatures get into the lower 50s once again. A warm front heading our way for the day on Thursday will produce a few more clouds and the chance of a late day shower, with highs again making it up toward 50. A stronger storm heading in our direction for the day on Friday will have sunshine to start, then clouds will increase with a chance of late day showers. High temperatures will be right around 50 degrees on Friday afternoon. The best chance of a steadier rain with this system will be overnight Friday night and into Saturday morning. During the day on Saturday, still a few leftover showers with a developing northwest breeze. We'll have breaks of sunshine through the afternoon, but a bit cooler with high temperatures in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday, but still brisk and a bit chilly with highs in the middle 40s before rebounding back into the lower to mid 50s with sunshine on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across northwestern Texas, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern Kansas into western Missouri. In northwest Texas, moderate instability levels are expected with favorable shear profiles for supercells. However, the severe threat will be more conditional due to weak convergence and lack of forcing for storm development. In the Kansas City area, warm advection on the nose of a developing low-level jet stream will result in scattered showers and storms by afternoon from eastern Kansas into central Missouri, but this initial round will be non-severe with weak instability. Later in the evening, though, and overnight, stronger lift and a more substantial northwest surge of moisture will occur, with storms developing over eastern Kansas and moving into western Missouri. Thermodynamic profiles, as well as effective shear, will favor severe hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Owen Roberts Airport Grand on the Cayman Islands at 1:18 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Roshino, Russia, at 11 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with fog, 18 degrees with a northeast wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, crystal clear skies and 30 degrees, the dew point 23, 75% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.13 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 5 above zero at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-50s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 47 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 40, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 5.9 inches of snow for the month of March, which wound up 4.3 inches below normal. And 71.1 inches of snow for the season, which is 14.4 inches of snow above normal. There were 25 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month of March, 1,147, which is 219 heating degree days above normal. And 6,264 for the season, which is 391 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees. The average low, 32. The record high, 77, set in 1986. And the record low, 9 below zero in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:21 p.m. 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower, perhaps a few pings of sleet in the mountains, and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds and milder today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, milder today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, milder today with highs right around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy Thursday, a late-day shower possible around 50. Some morning sun followed by clouds Friday, a late-day shower 50. Rain Friday night and Saturday morning. Then mostly sunny and breezy Saturday afternoon with a scattered shower in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool Sunday, mid-40s. And sunshine giving way to clouds Monday, back into the lower and middle 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.